Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. I'm here today with Dr. Lou to share something you probably need. You might not know you need it, but you probably do. Dr. Lou is here to talk all about DentVia and how it can help you help your practice grow and, more importantly, address some of the major issues that we're seeing in the dental community right now. Dr. Lou, thank you so much for being here. If you don't mind, please tell our following and our community and our listeners about you.
Great. Thanks for having me, Grace. It's a real honor to be here and presenting to, you know, your audience. Yes, my name is Dr. Noah Liu. I started in 2012 with a dental practices. I am a general dentist based in Peoria, Illinois. And the stuff that kind of grew us was our goal and our vision, what we wanted to do. It was just building up practices, but not only that, also building a community of people and team members alongside my wife, who's also a dentist, Nazis Jaffrey. So this is not a one-man show. It's not at all. It's I'm like the last person in the back, right? But I like to lead by example. And when we were growing our practices, we were basically had to go through a lot of pains, a lot of ups and downs. Like any entrepreneur, we were wearing a lot of hats. And we understand one of the biggest growing pain is people. And the people aspect, I think, is something which we kind of lost in the transition when we were growing, not really taking care of our team members, not really helping them what they wanted, or also not even helping them achieve their goals. So why would they even think about growing our practices, right? So today we are about 11 locations. We, like I said, we started in 2012. I graduated in 2007. And my wife graduated in 2011. So we've been growing our practices, not because we are any smarter than anybody, but because we're empowering our team members. And that's what has been leading to our success. And we are continuing to do so. So there we are. That's a little short, long story short, right?
Well,
comprised everything in one sentence.
I think that builds your credibility substantially. I've seen how difficult it is to lead and grow one practice. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to leverage different resources, to be able to have so much success in the last 11 years, it's really not that long of a time span to have built and grown that many practices. So definitely congratulations on all your success. And I know that you've taken some unconventional routes to get there, and you've been very creative because that's what it takes to be successful. Tell us a little bit about that and how you came to start DentVia.
Excellent, excellent question. DentVia is a virtual assistant company that I founded, co-founded with my partners. DentVia is, you know, it's we specify strictly to dental. And believe it or not, Grace, it came out of a painstaking need and a problem that we had. Because, you know, with the shortage in market for labor, for any kind of staffing that we are experiencing, and the fact that the people that we currently have, I mean, not able to take care of them properly or not be able to provide them with bonuses or with proper benefits. So when we founded DentVia, it was strictly out of a painstaking need and not able to do much of that stuff. So what DentVia is, it's basically a virtual assistant that we have in the Philippines. And I did partner up with my other partner, Brett and David Ortiz. So these guys are running the operation there, and I'm the one who's ensuring the QC of that place. So what it does, it's strictly focused on the back end stuff of dentistry that we do. So anything like eligibility and insurance verifications, I mean, you name it, call marketing leads. Now, I understand there's a lot of company out there that does this, but this, when we created this, this was strictly for Secure Dental only. And the need started growing as my friends and my colleagues, they started asking, hey, so what services are you using? What are you doing? Because I see all these companies out there with VA services. And I told them, listen, for me, the biggest thing is HIPAA and is quality control. So what I ensured basically was making sure like the VAs were situated in a building and not doing it from home. That was my biggest thing. Because most of the VAs I've interviewed and I've tried to like even use in the past, these guys are pretty much just sitting in their apartments and making those calls. So I told Brett, listen, we need to have a building, we need to have it secured, and all the access and all the computers to all our records should be locked and it should be stored because we cannot have any kind of this stuff here. So that was number one. And what they do is they are basically supercharging our front desk.
I just want to say that's huge. Okay, sometimes I meet with dentists and they're just looking at price and they're just looking at
certain,
but they're not really evaluating risk and they're not really evaluating the process and ease of working with someone. And I will say having your outsourced support in a secure building is a huge advantage. I just don't want to glance over that. I just want to reinforce how important that is, because it doesn't matter how much it takes off of your plate if it's not done right, or if it compromises the legality of your practice and how you're operating. So I'm really happy to learn that. I love that.
And here's the thing, like how these guys work. These guys are working, even though they're virtual, but they are like kind of sitting right next to our front desk. You know, they're having on WhatsApp, they have a little camera that's going on, and there's ongoing interaction. Like, hey, can you call this patient up and find out what's going on? Or hey, can you just check this eligibility real quick? This patient just walked in. We don't have any predetermined breakdowns. And those guys are like on it. What this does is it frees my front desk to do other tasks, which is right there, which is much more important on hand. And that we've kind of seen, like it really supercharges like all the back end office. And especially with our multi-location, it's also helping our insurance team, our billing department, as well as our marketing department. So, I mean, it's a huge plus, not only for growing DSO, but also for single practices. Yeah. It will really add value to the front desk. And now you can really treat and give your front desk a lot more where you were not able to do it before.
Yeah. It sounds great. And so when you're working with a support person, when you're working with a virtual assistant mm-hmm. from DentVia, what are some of the metrics someone should consider when they're looking at, you know, things like staffing efficiency?
Well, some of the metrics would be like looking at, first of all, my thing is let's look at ROI first. What are we spending? What are we getting back? If we are talking about the marketing department, what is the patient acquisition and the lead acquisition, or even, you know, patient conversion? So we need to see that part as well. So that is one of the other KPIs. And efficiency-wise, I always like to track their hours to see what are they spending it on and how long they're taking for a certain task. So
are your virtual assistants running ad campaigns and doing like complex marketing?
No, that is done by my marketing manager, but these guys are like the back end helping my marketing manager to do all the back end work, like graphics and calling or extra like overflow of calls coming in, or even like, you know, dead leads that are sitting in our database. So these guys are really helping out. Yeah.
I love that. So if we're running an ad campaign and we have this bucket of leads that we're building and they're coming from all these different places, you know, a lot of dentists don't realize this, but you can centralize where those leads end up, where they go.
Right.
And then you could even outsource that follow-up and that follow-through. And it doesn't take a whole lot to make sure that the people that are following up have the right verbiage and knowledge.
Right.
And so that's why I think it's important that you have more of a permanent support person as a virtual assistant. And is that something that DentVia can offer? Like, you know,
absolutely.
You kind of have one person trained in the sales follow-up, because that's really what it is. But you have one person in dentistry, we hear that word and we just start crying, but you have one person trained in sales follow-up, and then they can really one or two or three people, but they can really master mm-hmm. that in accordance with your brand, right? So yeah. They're not just guessing the answers to questions.
No, you're absolutely right, because we strike them with three areas of communication there. So one would be like our front desk, our main guys will call the first lead. The first call is gone out from our front desk, because now they are doing the NVIDIA team is doing the backend work, right? So they have time to call the leads. The follow-up, like maybe even the front desk may do it, or even the NVIDIA team will do it on the follow-up calls. The NVIDIA team will also go ahead and follow up with emails and text messages. So that is another aspect that's kind of taken away from the front desk, like doing all the stuff. But when the patients are calling back, it's coming to our front desk. Now our front desk is the ones who's taking the calls in. Any overflow would probably go to NVIDIA, but usually we try to capture as much as possible. And lastly, the NVIDIA team would probably just call like all the leads that did not answer, right? Like right. up to 90 days. Like,
oh yeah. Up. I love that.
We need somebody to follow up.
We do. Right? I think it's a huge missing opportunity in dentistry.
Oh yes.
Especially because the doctors think their front office team is doing it, but they have no accountability. They have no reports on who they called when, and right. A free for all. It's not structured.
It's not. And for us, like dentists, we are so focused on dentistry that finances and marketing is you know, those are the last things on our minds.
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen that quite a bit.
You deal with dentists a lot, so you probably know, right?
I have the pleasure of supporting many dentists with their marketing efforts. Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I exactly. think this would be a fantastic addition.
Oh, absolutely.
To, you know, professional marketing. What are some other advantages? You know, I know that right now staffing is a real challenge, getting the right team members in place. Mm-hmm. Is that something that DentVia can support?
So currently our support staff is to supercharge the front desk and the back end office. What it does, basically, you don't need to hire maybe like one person just doing insurances.
Right.
So these guys can take care of it. And some of the lead generation calls like I just discussed, I just, you know, told you about, like they can do those kind of stuff. So in actuality, if you are looking at one single office and the patient base is, let's say, 8 to 12 patients a day, depending on, you know, what kind of practice, I would say one front desk and one office manager should be sufficient in terms of, you know, hiring people. So they don't have to go out there and looking for two or three different people doing the same kind of staff that the back end office where DentVia can handle it.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. And I know there's a lot of people, because I'm in these Facebook groups all over the place, but I know there's a lot of people that are in kind of an emergency situation where my front desk quit. I've only been open for 2 years. I don't know how to verify insurance. I don't know how to do all the things. Can this, because DentVia is dental specific, does that allow for them to bridge that gap a little bit?
Oh, quicker, big time.
Easier? Like, I know that.
Yeah.
It seems like the ideal situation is to have a really strong front office team and then offload some of the things that they don't have to personally do, free up their mm-hmm. time. But not everyone is in that ideal situation. This can also be kind of a bridge the gap and then reformat. Right. Once they are staffed up.
Absolutely. So it's like a learning curve where the team is, you know, on board with the dental office, learn the dental office's culture, how they call, when they call, what's the software, what are the patient base like, you know, like kind of getting the whole onboarding, like getting to know each other kind of deal. And one of the reasons staff quit is because either they're overworked or they're trying to take on too many tasks. So once when we start taking away much out of their plate, it opens them up to focus more so they can enjoy more.
Absolutely.
And then the dentist can start paying them a little bit more bonuses, more incentives, more benefits. And they all come hand in hand. Once when we have kind of taken away the what do you call it, the expense portion from having like another team member or two team members.
Yeah. It seems like a win-win-win. I could keep saying the word win, but the patients are going to benefit because they're going to have really strong communication. It's kind of like a second line of defense. And that additional support is also going to allow you to grow quicker and scale quicker. Because in business, we're always playing this game. We're always doing this balance of growth mode and then fulfillment. And I always see, you know, we hire a bunch of people, before we hit that growth mode so that we're ready. You don't ever want to outgrow what you can accommodate. So it's always a red flag to me when someone calls and they're like, yeah, you know, we're so great. We're busy, but I want like 100 more new patients a month. And I'm like, how many full-time doctors? They're like, well, one. And I'm like, how many active patients? And they're like, thousands. And I'm like, where are you going to put these people?
Mm-hmm.
How's your retention? You know? And so yes, marketing is a solution for a lot of business problems, but it's not the solution for all business problems. Sometimes it's, you got to focus on that fulfillment piece as well. So,
you know, I say the three P's, it's people, which is patients, right? Coming in, people, which is a team, and then process. It's one of those three things that in an office or in a scalability area, you know, we need to focus on one of those three. And in this time with the shortage right now, I think it's a people aspect, not the patient aspect. Yeah.
Yeah. People, product, price.
Everything, right? All the P's.
All the P's. We got so many P's. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we kind of let them know how they can get in touch with you and learn more?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's a mindset. It's changing in the shift in what do you want to do. So when I would say if a dentist is entrepreneurial, they're trying to grow and scale, this is the best opportunity to start thinking about delegation. When you start delegating a task to a certain team member, we want to make sure like they are focused on that work and not spread all over and wearing all the hats. That's the worst thing we can do as dentists to our employees, like our managers or our directors. And if it's a one office per a dentist, you know, working in a solo practice, this can really help keep that staff member because now they don't have to do a lot. Again, it falls to the same baseline, trying to take over all the extra stuff that they have to do. So something for everyone to start considering a VA, but knowing which VA to pick, because there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
So, and like I mentioned before earlier and at a start, this arose, you know, this thing started and for us, it was from a painstaking point of view. So we are offering to all my colleagues, anyone who is actually in need for one. So that's it. I mean, yeah.
I love it. Well, congratulations on all of your success, and especially in this, sharing this with other dental teams that certainly need it. I hear the need every day. If one of our listeners wants to learn more, how can they get in touch with your team?
Absolutely. So our website is www.dentvia.com, or simply call us at 877-909-6635.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much for being here. And for all of our listeners, thank you for being here. And I hope you found valuable information today. I sure did. Please continue to follow us. We've got a Facebook group, Dentistry is Growing with Grace. And of course, subscribe to any of the major podcast networks. And if you're interested in being a guest, reach out. And I hope that you have a wonderful day. Thank you, Dr. Liu.
Thank you.